Them things hit that bar one time, and the whole bar was nothing but them things. And when the tide would come in like that to get somewhere, and it'd stop and just rock the whole thing. Well, we'd have to get up on the front of that boat, one of us, and take them out the way like that, pull them out the way, and the others in the back paddling, trying to get ahead. And we'd have to do that sometime all the way to get over there to that landing, just picking up them things and make a hole through them so we could get through there. That's how thick them things used to be.
Now, your father was born...
He was born over here, right across the bay there.
Yeah.
There were 13 in the family. They lost one, so they raised 12. And my grandpa, that's all he did, was just like my daddy. That was his way of living. That's one thing I can say about them. They lived the way they wanted to, and they was happy all their life. Now and then he'd work in a shipyard, or he'd build a house somewheres, and then he had a job to take care of a lighthouse over at the mouth of the bayou.
This your daddy?
That was my grandpa did that.
Grandpa. Your grandpa? Okay.
That was Melville. Melville, and all he did was fish and do things like that, you know. And that's what he wanted, a farm. That was his way of living. And they raised 12 kids like that. So my daddy was such a bunch until my aunt said, well, we don't have no children, and we'll take Dave and raise him. And he stayed with him until he got married. And that's the reason why she left everything she had for him.
Yeah.
Oh, they was well off one time. My daddy was in the way. If he had all that nowadays, we'd be well off. Because my daddy had stock in a whole lot of things that she had left, like Maison Blanche and Loan Association, D.H. Holmes, Bank of Slidell, Slidell Homestead. Well, he had all that, but when Depression came and all that, you know, that just knocked everything in the head. And dollars got to where we wasn't nothing then. So my daddy decided he was going to take a whole lot of that stuff that wasn't paying nothing and get what he could out of it. So he done that. And then if he had even done like some of them fellas in Slidell, the money they had in the Slidell homestead, they wanted to give you a house because they had so many houses and they couldn't take care of them and they were going down. So they said, well, you got so much money in here, we'll give you this house. So if my daddy had done that, he'd be better off, but he didn't want to fool with nothing like that, so he just got a certain percentage of the money that he had in there, and he took it out of there and he put it into whiskey out of Kentucky. He had 3 barrels of whiskey over there in Kentucky, and in the government warehouse, whatever they call them. And the longer you keep it in there, age, the more it's worth. But still in all, what they're charging you to keep it in there, you wasn't getting a bit ahead. So he got mad one day, said, I'm going to take the darn thing out of there, and I'm gonna put it in something else. Well, a fella come along over here, and he wanted to put it in oil royalty.